Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made Bible Stories for Children. I'm so excited you're here. Last time, we heard the incredible story of how God rescued the Israelites from Egypt. He parted the Red Sea so they could walk through on dry ground, and he brought them safely to the other side. But now, the Israelites had to take a long journey through the wilderness. Let's find out how God continued to care for them, even when the road ahead wasn't easy. The Israelites were finally free, but they didn't have a home yet. They had to travel through the hot, dry desert toward the land God had promised them. There were no cities, no stores, and no food or water in sight. Before long, the people started to worry. They were tired and hungry. Some of them began to complain and asked, "Why did we even leave Egypt?" But God hadn't brought them this far to leave them now. God told Moses he would take care of the people. In the evening, birds called quail came into the camp so everyone could have meat to eat. In the morning, something small and white appeared on the ground. It was called manna. It was like bread from heaven and it tasted like wafers with honey. The people were amazed. Every morning, God gave them just enough food for the day. Later, when the people were thirsty, God told Moses to strike a rock with his staff. When he did, fresh water flowed out, enough for everyone to drink. God also showed the Israelites exactly where to go. During the day, he went ahead of them in a tall cloud. At night, he appeared as a pillar of fire to light the way. The people didn't need to worry or be afraid. God was always with them. Have you ever been in a situation where you didn't know what would happen next? Maybe you felt unsure or even a little scared. The Israelites felt that way, too. Let's think about some things together. Have you ever needed something and then been surprised by how God or someone else helped you? How can we learn to trust God, even when we don't see the full plan? God is with us on every part of our journey. He knows what we need, and He loves to take care of us, just like he did for the Israelites in the wilderness. Thanks for joining me today. Next time, we'll hear what happens when the Israelites reach a very special mountain. There, God gives them important rules to help them live well together. What are those rules, and why do they still matter today? Don't miss it. Until next time, remember, you are wonderfully made, and God is with you every step of the way. Bye for now.